Last night saw the launch of a 7 metre diameter sculpture of the moon at Merrion Square in Dublin. The internally lit spherical structure is in the Dublin City Park as part of celebrations for 30 years of Science Week. It's not open tonight due to the weather, and it will be on display again on Saturday. Our reporter Andrew Louth went along to the launch yesterday evening.
The sounds of historical space missions, which can be heard close to a near identical but scaled structure of the moon, which is on display at Merrion Square in Dublin this Saturday.
We've got this sculpture suspended in the park, 7 metres in diameter, and it's a replica of the moon. It's internally illuminated and it's all made out of NASA data, so it allows you to see every crater, valley and mountain of the moon in perfect detail.
Artist of Museum of the Moon, Luke Jerram.
This moon is 500,000 times smaller than the real moon, so every centimetre on its surface represents about 5 kilometres. So yeah, Dublin would be about 5 or 6 centimetres across, something like that. So you can really get a sense of every last crater in detail, and also walk around and see the far side of the moon for the first time, because the moon that we see in the sky, the real moon, is we only see the front side of it, we only see the face of the moon. So this artwork allows you to walk all the way around and see all those details. The first moon I made was helium filled and it popped live on BBC News. That was a bad day at the office, but since then it's been quite successful, and it all fits into a little box which allows this artwork to tour around the world. And it's been presented I think 300 or 400 times now in about 30 or 40 countries.
People of all ages were in the park at Merrion Square last night to see it.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning and amazing because you can look right into the craters, which is wonderful. And it's spherical, which is wonderful because you can walk around it. It's actually beautiful from a distance. And, you know, it's like a low moon with the kind of dew rising above it and everything. It's fabulous. I love it.
It's really good and it's really realistic. And it's like all the photos I've seen, like, of astronauts on the moon. It's exactly like that.
I think it's really, really pretty. I saw a similar thing in Trinity College of the Earth, and it's just kind of awe-inspiring of how beautiful it is. It looks different than I thought it would, but it's still really, really nice.
Alongside the sculpture, there are performances from choirs, spoken word artists and musicians, all with links to space, the weather and the night sky. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, says it was an easy decision to bring the sculpture here to celebrate 30 years of Science Week.
Tonight's actually the first time I've seen the moon, and it's kind of taken my breath away. It's really beautiful to see it here because, you know, looking up at the moon has been part of human history for so long, and it's a big part of science when you think about the missions to the moon and all the technology that has come from that. But I think whenever we look out into space, you know, it really also inspires me to think about our own planet. I mean, this moon is beautiful, but it's barren, and our own planet is the blue dot, you know, full of life, covered in oceans. So really, when I look at the moon, I'm humbled, but it also makes me think about how precious our own planet is.
Dr. Ruth Freeman of Research Ireland, ending that report by Andrew Louth. Museum of the Moon is open from 5 p.m. on Saturday evening at Merrion Square in Dublin City. More information on scienceweek.ie.